Miss Tibbs had bought a tube of Giffen's great glue. She was a very old lady. She lived all on her own. Most of her friends were dead. There was no one to help her to fix things up when they got broken, so she was very glad to have the glue. Miss Tibbs collected china. She had spent all her life saving pieces of china. She had plates and cups and saucers from all over the world. She also had little china dolls and toy animals. She had so many pieces that she didn't know where to put them all. This is why she wanted the glue. She wanted to put up a new shelf. As soon as she got home, Miss Tibbs went and fetched a piece of wood from the shed in her back garden. Then she put some of Giffen's great glue along the edge of the wood and stuck it to the wall. It worked well. The shelf was very strong. "This is wonderful glue," she said. "It dries straight away." Miss Tibbs started to put her china pieces onto the shelf. She decided to put her favourite piece out first. It was a small china horse. She had owned it for many years. It had been given to her by her father before he died. Miss Tibbs loved this horse. She put it in the best spot, right in the middle of the shelf. After she had put all the other pieces out, Miss Tibbs sat down and had a rest. She was very tired. She fell asleep in her armchair in front of the fire. 4 hours later, Miss Tibbs was woken up by a loud crash. The glue had stopped working. The shelf had fallen off the wall, and all the china pieces were smashed. Miss Tibbs went down on her hands and knees. She started to pick up all the broken pieces. Then she remembered her horse, her precious horse. She looked for it among the bits. She couldn't find it. Then she found something that made her cry. A leg and a tail and a tiny head. The horse was smashed to pieces. Miss Tibbs cried and cried. She got her tube of Giffen's great glue and threw it on the fire. Then she decided that she would go and find Giffen. She would tell him that his glue was no good. She would ask him to pay for the broken china. She hurried back to the place where Giffen had been, but he was gone. There was no sign of him. She knew he would never come back